learning and evolving. It is imperative for youth AOD organisations and practitioners to continue to learn and evolve in response to changes in patterns of drug and alcohol use among young people and in the diversity and complexity of needs presented by clients. To create a climate that is conducive to continuous learning and improvement, organisations need to develop a culture that embraces critical reflection on performance without seeking to attribute blame or cover up difficult issues, involves staff at all levels as much as possible in problem-solving and decision-making processes, demonstrates an openness and willingness to experiment with new ideas and take calculated risks. This culture is most likely to be engendered in organisations that are secure and by staff members who believe that their contribution is both valued and can make a difference. Healthy and successful organisations create environments of safety and trust in which staff feel enabled and supported to ask questions, raise concerns, and express opinions that may be different from those held by others, and challenge each other to both improve and live out the organisation's values. Organisations that invest in clearly articulating and documenting their practice approach and service model in a way that is easily communicated and lends itself to evaluation are best positioned to learn and evolve. Mechanisms that can support learning and the evolution of the organisations, services and practitioners, including for casual staff, include bi-directional relationships with peak bodies and research institutes, a system for reviewing literature and current evidence pertaining to specific program areas or the needs and characteristics of clients, formal adherence to a quality assurance framework, well-developed risk management systems, routine incident reporting and review, a system for analysis and reporting on organisational data, well-targeted workforce development initiatives that are informed by consultation and critical reflection on performance. This includes strategies for managers, reception staff and practitioners with varying degrees of knowledge and experience. A systematic approach to supervision. Structured opportunities for reflective practice such as regular seminars, case reviews and or case conferences with workers from various agencies involved with young people. Formal mechanisms for facilitating the participation of young people who are clients in a variety of consultative and or decision-making activities. The National Youth Participation Strategy in Mental Health Scoping Project Report 2008 demonstrates that meaningful input for young people who are clients improves health care and leads to health services that are more accessible and efficient. Clients are seen as a source of unique expertise with a lived experience that is often an untapped resource. Middendorp challenges organisations and practitioners that view clients who are living rough and experiencing mental health and drug and alcohol problems in this way, as they are a source of rich information and much can be learned from them. These insights can be shared with policymakers for the improvement of service systems more generally.